Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, today I'm going to follow through the epistle lesson from 1 Thessalonians. If you've been here in the midweek Wednesdays through Advent, I've been tracking this little letter written from Paul to this church that he planted personally in Thessalonica. And so you may want to keep that reading handy. I'm going to actually go right through all the verses in my message here this morning. Dear friends, how do you wait in the airport terminal when they share with you that the plane is late? I don't know if you realize this, but people can kind of fall into five different kind of categories as they wait for that plane to come. First off, there are the pushers. Are you a pusher? A pusher is someone who wants exact information, time and date, ETA. Pusher goes up to the counter and says, "When will the plane land? I want to know now. When will the plane land?" And they repeat themselves. It's almost as if when they repeat themselves, they think that somehow getting an answer, the ETA is going to speed up the plane to land or something. Are you a pusher? Then there are the doubters. Are you a doubter? Doubter kind of sits in their seat, self-defeated. The plane will never get here. If the plane ever does get here, there's going to be some part missing, and we're going to miss the plane altogether. We're going to be stuck in Denver all night with hordes of snow. Some of you are smiling. Your spouse kind of sounds like a doubter, I see. Then there are the sleepers. The sleepers kind of lose that alertness for the plane that's coming. They find that row of chairs in the airport terminal where there isn't an armrest, and they contort their body into some position, and they just snooze away the afternoon. Are you a sleeper? Maybe you're a player. I like players. They like to have fun. They like to have a good time. The players are those people who, when they find out the plane is late, you see, they head down to the bar for a few extra drinks. They order nachos, and the nachos aren't enough. They order chicken wings. They like to have fun. They don't even worry if the plane's even going to arrive. Final category, the encouragers. The encouragers say this: yes, it's true, the flight hasn't landed, but it'll get here in some time. The airline has never let me down. Just be alert. The plane may arrive at some time. We just don't know when. You don't have to blurt out. And don't blurt out your spouse is what you think your spouse is. What? Hopefully this doesn't happen to you this week. What kind of person are you when you wait for that plane that's late for arrival? Now, more importantly this morning, I'm going to transition here. What kind of person are you waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ? It's a doctrine of the church. He's coming back again. It's in the Apostles' Creed. I believe he's going to come back. I do. We want to be people that are described as faithful waiters. And actually, what's interesting is we take a look from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. These five categories that I've kind of spelled out here to start my message, you actually find them here in the text in chapter 5. Five different groups, and I just want to go through these different groups here this morning. We are waiting. Now, Advent is an interesting season, I should note. We are waiting. Yes, many of us are thinking about those Christmas presents. Many of us are thinking about the family gatherings and the meals that are going to be had. But see, Advent, and this is the last Sunday of Advent, Advent is especially about the second coming of Jesus, that he's coming. And those five categories really fit the different approaches to thinking about Jesus' second coming. First of all, there are the pushers. Remember the pushers? They're the ones that have to have an exact time and date for when things are going to happen. Have there been pushers in the history of the Christian church for when Jesus is going to come again? Do you know a guy's name, this name? Edgar Wisenout. Edgar Wisenout was a physicist with NASA in the 1980s. And he used his mathematical skill to come up with an exact date for the second return of Jesus Christ. He wrote a very famous book called 88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ Will Return in 1988. And he named the date. September 10th, 1988 was the date. Now, we're living here in 22. Certainly the date didn't happen. Well, guess what Edgar Weisenhout did? He said, he wrote a second book when that didn't happen. He said, I just messed up by a year. Jesus was born actually in year one, not year zero. It became a bestseller. Guess what? That date, 1989, has also passed.